Hello everyone, welcome to my first episode of Lunar Moments. Thanks for listening in, coming back. I'm so excited. So today I am going to be talking about the need to know in today's society. Okay, this episode is what made me want to start doing podcasts. A lot of the time, younger and things like that, you know, I was a little church girl, little churchy church girl, and I used to feel so strongly about subjects that I would have so many comments in my mind. Like, I would be like, yo, I really could chew this person up, or I could really talk about this topic. I feel passionate about it. I want to talk about it. But I never did because, you know, when you're young and I was a younger sibling, you get hushed and stuff. So this is my space. This is me. Okay. I can say what I want. I can talk about a topic that may be controversial, but I mean, would I say controversial? My bad, controversial. And I can say what I want because this is my space. This is me. Okay? So, thank you for listening. And we're going to get into the topic, okay? We are going to get into it. So, the topic of today is the need to know. This is based on social media, you know, on everybody's obsession with knowing other people's business, with knowing what's going on in everybody else's life. I can count how many times I see something and I will skip over it. I skip. And it'll be multiple people's pages reposting this topic on somebody else's life, on somebody else's business, on somebody else's drama. Okay? Everybody feels entitled to know what's going on with other people, and famous people in particular, but even in our home cities, there's Instagram famous people, social media influencers and stuff, I guess you could call them. They feel so entitled to know their business, especially if they know them personally, they went to school with them or they've been around them and stuff. They feel so entitled. That is not an attractive trait, first of all. But it's not even just, it's both male and female. Males more than females sometimes, because they just be on it and on it and on it, and they will nitpick everything about the situation and talk about it and feel gratified to know this person's business, to have details on somebody else's life. And they don't even know what they are gonna do in the next week. They don't. You know? They are sitting at home playing the game, sitting at home on social media, making TikToks, sitting at home, on live all day to doing nothing. And they'll tell you that they're doing nothing. They'll be like, oh, I'm so bored. There's never nothing to do. I feel like I'm not doing nothing. Go read. Go watch an educational video. Go listen to a podcast. Oh my God, podcasts are so fire. Like, I know I'm starting one. But I'm starting one because they're so fire. Like, it gives you that personal time to really get the message and not focus on what you're looking at. Because people are so stuck on an image, are so stuck on what things need to look like, how it needs to be done, how it needs to be produced and things like that for it to attract you, you know, like clickbait and things like that, how it needs to be portrayed, aesthetic quality. So let's say you have a really good message to give, but your video quality is not the best. You don't have the newest camera. And your thumbnail picture on YouTube is just you sitting in your bedroom. And the title is whatever you want it to be. And it's a beautiful message. And it's not aesthetic. It's just you in your bedroom. You looking like a regular girl talking. They won't click on your video because it doesn't look interesting. Judge a book by its cover. You feel what I'm saying? So a podcast, I feel like, allows for people to get the message. All you have to do is sit there and listen. It's not about quality of production. It's not about the video quality. It's not in 4K or nothing. You get what I'm saying? Like, this is me and a mic and I'm talking. And it's going to be you and your headphones and you listening. And because slander, negativity, hate is associated with the people that they love, they're going to click on it. Because it's juicy, it's drama, it's entertaining. It seems interesting. Because you're going to click on it and you're going to read about somebody tweeting about another person indirectly. And you're going to go back to that tweet. You're going to go to the other person's tweet. And you're going to go back and forth until you figure out the whole storyline yourself. Now you see the problem in that. In that entire time you're looking through people's tweets, you're looking at the little subs, at shots fired between two people in the public eye. You could have been sitting there listening to a podcast about how to heal yourself. Damn, look at that time wasted. Somebody recently taught me that your time is your currency. You know how time is money? Your time is currency, and you're giving your money to other people. You're wasting potential. You're gaining gratification from somebody else's loss, for somebody else's anger, for somebody else's hurt and pain. You're gaining gratification from that. Let that sink in for a minute. You're gaining gratification for somebody else's downfall. You're entertaining and adding to the fire by continuously conversating about that downfall, about that mishap, about that error in their life, that moment of anger that they displayed. You're building it up. You're adding to it. Because to you, that's interesting. to you somebody else's hurt and pain is so exhilarating and entertaining. That's sad. Let me tell you how sad that is. Do you know what you want to do with your life? Do you know what path you want to go on? Do you know what you're going to do in the next 6 months? Could you set up a list of short-term goals that you've been working on that you know is going to come into play? Can you do that? Can you do that? Or can you tell me exactly what's been going on in G Herbal's life this past quarantine? I'll wait, because I bet you all of y'all thought about one situation that you saw on social media about a famous rapper and their significant other, or their past significant other. I bet you thought of one. Now, list 5 short-term goals for yourself for the following year. Can you do that? Can you sit here and express what you want to do, your passions, what excites you about you, what your future holds? Can you express that? Could you really sit there and be like, by June, my savings is going to be up 30% because I'm putting this much away every paycheck. Can you do that? Do you even know what a savings is? Because everybody's just spending and spending and spending and spending while you're home, not having a job, instead of saving, because you do not know the longevity of this virus. You don't know what this country is going to do to try to make it better. You don't know if they can make it better. You don't know if it's going to last a very long time. You don't know. Because all you do know is what's going on in Bob, Jim, and Joe's life. But you don't know what's going on in your life. You don't know what's going on around you, because what you're focused on is people's life that don't benefit you, that don't serve you. And benefit doesn't always mean monetary. Benefit can just mean the food you're feeding your mind. What are you feeding yourself every day to grow, to progress, to excel? You're not doing anything, because all you're looking at is negativity. You're feeding yourself negativity. You're feeding yourself horrible traits. You know that you're unintentionally learning from these people how to treat people. How you interact with your friends, you're learning from them because you're just watching them. You see them be like, hey, bitch. And y'all start cracking on each other for 10 minutes straight, and it's really actually hurting you. But because you saw these other people do it, you're doing it with your friends, and your friends could take it, but you can't. I just want to know, can y'all hold a conversation with y'all friends without bringing each other down? Can you sit with your friends and talk about something other than what you've seen on social media? Can you sit with your friends and interact with them without touching your cell phone? Everybody's like, of course I can do that. Of course I can do that. But if your phone was taken from you, like you had to interact with your friends without your cell phones, and y'all were forced to do it for a certain amount of time, could you? Now, if you think on it, you're like, yeah, I could do that. But next time you hang out with your friends, really count the minutes to how fast you touch your cell phone. You may not even be doing nothing on it. You just need to have it in your hand, and you need to flick through it to feel like you're doing something. Sometimes it's okay to sit in silence and not interact with your cell phone, but have your friends there, and y'all all just sitting in silence. It's okay. But what's not okay is that the only thing you can talk about, the only thing you can do, has to do with social media, has to do with your phone, has to do with talking about other people and bringing other people down, and getting gratification and getting some type of fulfillment from other people's dismay. You know? It's not something I ever imagine, you know, I never thought that we would consistently be attached to other people's lives that we didn't even know. I never imagined in my life that the basis of my conversations with my peers would be on who's cheating on who. Who has the best Birkin bag? Like, what the fuck? A Birkin bag. The basis of my conversation with my peers is who has the fattest ass. Who has a banging body. That is the basis of our conversations. What sneakers we are going to get. What sneakers are coming out. The basis of my conversations nowadays is what my future house is going to look like. How I'm going to be in my career. I do not entertain things that do not serve me. People consistently ask me if I know about so-and-so's, you know, drama. About Jim Bob and Shirlene's issues. Do I know that they're about to break up? Do I know that they just got engaged? Do I know that somebody's pregnant? Do I know? No, I don't know what's going on with them. Because I'm trying to figure out me. Are you trying to figure out you? That's like a problem. That's an issue. What are you doing to get to know yourself? We are changing. We are constantly evolving. We are constantly thinking of better things to do for ourselves. Are you doing that? Do you know what you want? Do you know what you're looking for? Do you know who you are? Because security starts with yourself. Security does not belong in another person. Security does not belong in your partner. It does not belong in a job. It does not belong in a roof over your head. It belongs in your body and your mind. Do you know yourself? Are you secure enough with yourself to know you, to know what you want, to know that you're always going to have it? And by have it, I mean happiness, success, love. And love doesn't have to be with a significant other, you know? It can be with yourself. It can be with family. It starts off with you. You cannot help others until you have helped yourself, but don't make the assistance to yourself permanent. You understand what I'm saying? Do you? Don't make helping yourself and fixing yourself and building yourself up permanent and consistently focused on yourself. Once you feel like you've grown, once you feel like you've healed, once you feel like you've progressed, start seeing if you can help others. Start seeing if you can touch others' hearts and spirits and connect with other people. Connecting with somebody is so magical. So many friends and so many relationships that start. And by relationships, I do mean different types, you know, friendships, networking. You know, networking is such a funny thing. Like, you can build with somebody. You can, let's say you're on an elevator, right? And you're wearing a really cute top, okay? And it starts a conversation. They're like, oh, I love the design on your top. Where'd you get it from? And you're like, da 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 da. And then it starts a conversation. And they ask you who you are. And you just have that spark in you. And you have that connection. And you and this person feel like y'all known each other for so long. And little did you know, later on when you exchange contacts with this person, that they were a producer. Right? But little did they know that you were a struggling artist. And look at that. You created a network for yourself just by being yourself. Just by having a conversation and connecting with somebody without knowing who they are, without thinking about the benefit. You just connected with them. You feel me? Knowing yourself and healing within to really connect with others is important. You could touch somebody from a distance because of who you are and how secure you are. You can feel energies through a phone. You can feel auras. You can feel connection between you and a phone. That's why some of y'all connect to some of these artists like Kehlani or Jhené Aiko, because the connection that you feel through the phone, the aura, the vibrations that they have are so high, are so good, that you're like, I really do feel connected to them. I feel like they're a friend and they don't even know you. They touched you from a distance, okay? Because they are trying to know themselves. They don't know what's going on about Jim and Joe and Shirlene's life. They don't. They're trying to go up. They're trying to build themselves up. They're trying to heal. And they're just like us. They deal with stuff. They deal with relationships that don't work out. They deal with people who just use them. They deal with that stuff. But they have to keep in mind that this is all just a bigger picture, you know, because why they're getting to know themselves, because they know that if they just go home and they work on that healing, that even though it may be ugly, it's gonna come out beautiful later. That it's not gonna be an open wound for long. I think it's important to get out of that habit of knowing other people's business without knowing yourself first. Without protecting yourself from the negative energy that comes from that one post. There is so much negativity in knowing other people's business, and you want to know why? Because you're feeding off of their hurt. Off of their anger, off of their hateful comments, conversations, actions. You're feeding off of it. You're feeding yourself negativity. And that really, really, really affects you in the long run. Old relationships, right? You always want to know what's going on with your ex. And a lot of the times y'all sit there and say to yourselves, I don't want to know what's going on with this person. But on your own time, you do want to know. And you are looking and you are searching and you are trying to get that validation that they're not doing better without you. You need to know that. Why do you need to know that? Why are you putting up a front to everybody else that you don't need that validation that they're doing bad? But when you're home in your bedroom, all you're doing on your phone is looking to see how bad they're doing without you. It's negativity feeding to yourself. Like, are you going to grow from that? Are you going to heal from that wound? Because it didn't matter who left who. It doesn't matter what went on between y'all. You're still trying to figure out if without you, they're nothing. That is a problem. So it comes to a point of, do you know yourself? Forget about needing to know what's going on with everybody else. Forget about needing to figure out the drama with everybody else about who's successful and who's not. Are you gonna be successful? Do you know what you wanna do? Do you know where you want to go? Do you feel as though you experienced enough? Are you doing everything in your power to be light instead of dark? To bring love and light to people instead of hatred and darkness to people? Are you able to distinctly say, I'm okay with who I am and I'm going places because I believe in myself and I know me and I know what's going on with me? Or are you gonna sit there and be like, so this and this happened with these two celebrities or these two famous people when you're constantly around your friends and they're trying to heal? Get up. Get off your phone. Go heal yourself. Go sit and just freaking meditate. Go sit and deal with some trauma that you're not ready to deal with because you're scared. Stop the fear. Stop using other people as distractions. Stop using other people's drama as distractions. Stop feeling entitled to know other people's problems and business and everything else. And start knowing yourself. Start knowing what's going on with you. Start knowing why you're angry when you hear this person's name every single time. Start knowing why you get an anxiety attack when you even come across a thought that has to do with that person. And start trying to heal yourself. Start with yourself. Are you going to really help yourself and grow and progress? Is that something you want to do? Is that something you feel is going to benefit you? Talking about other people? Or is it going to benefit you to sit there, heal, meditate, and try to work through things that are traumatizing for you or that is really hard for you to get over? No, it may not be traumatic, but it still is in the back of your mind, kind of bothering you, keeping you from moving on. You know? Stop hating yourself so much and wishing you can be like those people you're constantly involved in their drama. Stop wishing you could be like them. Because clearly you can see they're not happy. And they're going through their own things. Focus on yourself. Focus on how to heal. And get out of everybody's business. Get out of everybody's circle. And think about it like this. Let's say you have multiple friends. You know, friend groups, friends, anything like that. And think of your connection with them as a hand. You're constantly putting your hand in these people's, you know, lives. You're constantly putting your hands in their relationships. You're constantly putting your hands in their, you know, families and their happiness and their sadness. And you're constantly in their business, or you're constantly involved in things that are negative, that isn't helping them. You just know them. You know what I'm saying? Your hand is gonna be dirty. That connection you have with them, is it on the basis of you knowing their business and you knowing what they're going through? Or is it because you want to help them, not just because you want to know, not from the benefit of knowing what they went through? Stop getting your hands dirty with other people's business, other people's dilemmas. Wash your hands and keep it to yourself. Just keep it all to yourself. Now, if people come to you with their drama or with other people's drama, it's okay to set that boundary and be like, hey, I don't want to hear that. No. I'm good. It's okay to set that boundary that you don't want to be fed negativity. You don't want to be fed other people's hate and anger and dismay. You don't. You just want to be fed positive love and light. That's all you need. Boundaries are important. And the first boundary you need to set is with yourself. Set boundaries with yourself to allow yourself to start healing. because you needing to know everyone's business, everybody's problem, it will come a time where the benefit is not great. It will bring you pain, it will bring you hurt, because people will start to realize that there is no substance in what you are saying, because it has nothing to do with you. You get gratification from talking about other people, and it will show other people, maybe they're talking about me because they know my business. Maybe that's the only thing they know how to talk about, because I never hear nothing about them. I never get to know what's going on with them. I never get to help them. But they always know everything about me. They know everything about everybody else. People really do think about that on their own time. They're like, wow, how do I know somebody's business I'm not even friends with? Start with yourself and start setting boundaries. Set a boundary not to attach negativity to other people. And by that, I mean stop talking about other people. That's negative. Stop saying you want to see other people do this, this, and that because they don't look right doing what they're doing now. Stop doing that. Stop judging people that are doing fine without you. Start setting boundaries with yourself and start healing and dealing with what you go through on a daily basis. It's not okay. It's not. It gets tiring being the negative person all the time. It gets tiring talking about people all the time. It's tiring. It's a tired action. And you're wasting people's energy. Stop giving your time and money to things that do not serve you. Start to know yourself. Start to get raw with yourself. Raw. Are you honest with yourself? Are you 100% with yourself? Could you really sit there and look in the mirror and be like, I'm getting to the person I want to be. I'm not perfect, but I'm getting to that place of healing and positivity and spreading love and light. I don't give time and energy to things that do not serve me anymore. If you start meditating, start saying positive and loving affirmations to yourself. Start saying, I am a kind person. I am beautiful. I am worthy of every blessing that is to come. I'm worthy of success and happiness. I am worthy of the recognition. I'm worthy of this job promotion. I'm perfectly me. I love myself. I love my personality. I love my quirks. Say those things to yourself when you meditate. Say those things to yourself on your healing journey. Feed yourself positivity. Feed yourself happiness. Feed yourself love. Surround yourself with love. Surround yourself with happiness. Surround yourself with positivity. You will start to see your outlook and your surroundings will change. Your surroundings may even get smaller. The people who come around won't come around anymore. And you'll wonder why. You'll wonder, Why isn't Jenny coming around anymore? And she'll say, I don't know, you changed, girl. Really haven't been vibing with you lately. And what was on Jenny's story recently was what's happening in the famous people she watches life. What's on your story is a positive affirmation. When you start healing, people will walk away by themselves. Forget cutting off people. Let them leave. You will feel so much better. And if there's people who left your life who you wish they didn't, or people who cut you off because of the past you, use that to heal yourself, because now you know for sure you're a better person. Now you know that that was somebody you used to be. Gain gratification that you are now a new person who only spreads love and light. Yeah, you're gonna have your days. Yeah, you're gonna vibrate low. Yes, you're going to be down. Yes, you are going to feel upset. You're human. You are who you are. But find gratification in that you are not the same person who was negative 24/7. Find gratification in the fact that you don't need to start a conversation off about talking about everybody else's business. You can start a conversation about asking somebody how they are. Asking somebody, are they okay? Talking to them and helping them heal. Because you focused on yourself and now you know yourself. And you know what you want to do. And you know that you are a good person. That you are love and light. And now you can be everything that other people can heal from. You can be that positive energy that they can feed off of and start becoming positive. You can give people messages. You can heal people just by being an amazing person and just by letting go of the negativity and the hate that you consistently hold on to in your heart and in your mind every single day. You can stop blaming the past and realize that the past was just a learning moment, and you have the future, and now you know how to move if a situation like that occurs again. You know how to progress if some hard balls come your way. You know how to defend yourself. You know how to stand firm in who you are. So let go of that need to know and just start knowing yourself. Because everybody else is always going to be everybody else. You are always going to be you. You're going to be born alone. You're going to die alone. You will feel that gratification of growth. Plant your seed now and water your plant. Water it. Water the soil. Leave it in the sun. Go out for a walk, lay in the grass, listen to some happy music. Feed yourself positivity, feed yourself kindness, feed yourself love. And let go of the negativity and let go of the past. It's done, it's over. I really, really, really hope that this message is, you know, something that really resonated with those who came in contact with it. I just want to thank everybody for listening, and I hope that you guys will be back for my next episode. Thank you so much. Later.